Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen. I'm flying solo today here at the End Zone Podcast. I think it's because Chris Castain, who was going to come on, is afraid of how hot my takes have gotten lately. So, Chris, that's a direct challenge to you. Why don't you come on the show and defend your honor, if you have any. Outside of that, though, we have a big show today. A little NFL news to get to. Talk about Thursday Night Football a little bit. And then we'll get into some of the games this week. Let's start with Thursday Night Football. Big Ben came through and delivered probably the most signature Big Ben performance of the past 5 years. 22 of 25, 328 yards, no interceptions, no fumbles, 5 touchdowns. The Steelers are back. It is just amazing to me how good this offense looked. They were ticking. They are getting it together at the right time. And again, I think they are maybe outside of the Patriots and maybe right at the Chiefs level, the second or third best team in the AFC. I'm not really sure how the AFC stacks up right now, because you look at the Steelers and Chiefs as teams that haven't had much playoff success, but I almost don't want to give the Chiefs too little credit because we haven't seen them in the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes yet. So it'll be interesting to see how this Steelers season ends up playing out. Le'Veon Bell might not be back in time to jump on this team and play this year. I think he may be holding out and either go for the transition tag, which would be a ton of money, or head to free agency. My take right now is that he is not going to play on the Steelers this year. I just don't see it happening. There's just too much time that he hasn't reported for, and I believe the deadline is this Tuesday, and I don't think he's going to show up. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out there in Pittsburgh at the running back situation. James Conner went down with a concussion last night and didn't look great, but he didn't have to, because let's face it, Big Ben put together one of the best performances of his career. 328 yards is nothing to slouch at. Lost in this was Christian McCaffrey, who had over 150 total yards receiving, catching, and a touchdown on the ground. Antonio Brown also went off in this game, 96 yards and a touchdown. The Panthers are a team I'm not too worried about, but they clearly aren't at the same level as a team like the Steelers are, and the Panthers haven't historically in the past few years been a very good road team. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back and how they play on the road for the rest of the year within the NFC, because if they hit a road playoff matchup, how are they going to react to that, I think, is a very real question at this point for this Carolina team. Anyways, that was Thursday Night Football. Now it is time to get to the news a little bit. Dez Bryant signs with the Saints and then suddenly gets hurt. The Saints fear it's a torn Achilles. Nothing has come out much at this point this Friday afternoon. I feel like this might be a potentially devastating injury for Dez. I don't think the Saints are hurt a ton by this, just because they've done it without Dez Bryant this year, but it still does kind of suck to think that you've just made this investment into this guy who could have potentially just given you another weapon to work with, and now he's out for the year after one practice, which maybe tells you a little bit more about the state of Dez's health, and the fact that maybe he shouldn't have even gotten this contract if he can't stay healthy for more than, you know, 2 or 3 hours after he gets on the practice field for the first time. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. The other injury news is Joe Flacco is getting his hip checked out in Baltimore, and this might give John Harbaugh, who's on the hot seat, the perfect time to maybe pull the old switcheroo, bring in Lamar Jackson, and see what the young kid can do at quarterback for you. I think that now is the time to bring in Jackson and look at him and see what you got in him. And if Harbaugh and Jackson don't necessarily click, maybe you fire Harbaugh and all of a sudden you're a hot coaching destination because you got a pretty good defense still, even though they've been shredded the past couple of weeks. And now you've got this hot quarterback. So I think the Ravens should definitely really consider their options with Joe Flacco, because maybe Lamar Jackson is the spark this team needs, and he has looked better throughout the season, especially the few times he threw the ball against the Carolina Panthers. He didn't look good throwing the ball in the preseason, but maybe he's improved over, you know, having 10 weeks of the season to sit and learn behind a guy like Joe Flacco, even though Joe Flacco may not. Doesn't sound like Joe Flacco is the most helpful guy in that locker room to a guy who's trying to take his job from him, of course. Anyways, the Baltimore Ravens are an interesting team to keep your eye on right about now. And I really would, because they have an interesting stretch run. Okay, let's get straight into the games. No lies. This week 10 slate is kind of weak. This might be a shorter podcast, especially because I only have one person here. But what I am going to try to do is throw out a take about each of these teams and see where it lands. Lions, Bears, the Lions. This team is a team that is colossally disappointed. I feel like trading Golden Tate was definitely a mistake. They really struggled on offense last week, and they don't get any easier. Now you get a healthy Khalil Mack back for the Bears, and you just wonder if that offensive line couldn't stop the Vikings at all last week. Perhaps there's more of the same to come from these Bears, who might get, I don't know, I would say 7 or 8 sacks this week just because of the way the offense looked last week. Matthew Stafford hasn't been great the past few weeks. He has not been great all season, despite what his stats say. He has really struggled at points in the season, and it'll be interesting to see how things end up. Kerryon Johnson has been the brightest spot of this Lions offense, but he hasn't really shown up either the last 2 weeks, and they definitely need to get him the ball more. He's got 503 yards on 89 carries thus far. So you got to get Johnson the ball more. On the Bears side of things, maybe this team is a good team, but I'm not sure. I just don't buy the offense yet. They beat down on bad teams. Now you get a mediocre team. Let's see you beat the Lions, and maybe I buy in a little bit more to this Bears team. But the Lions have been a team the Bears have struggled with the past few years. Now with Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears especially now coming off a decent win last week, because I believe they were, a decent win in Buffalo last week where they blew out the Bills. Let's see if you can kind of replicate the same thing against these Lions. I'm going to take the Bears in this one. I think that they are one of the best teams in this division. The Vikings have a bye week right now, so the Bears could put some real distance between themselves and the Vikings if they could snag a win this week. All right. Saints, Bengals. The Saints are the best team in the NFC. I'm willing to say that. I think the pass rush is fantastic. Gets less love than they deserve. They deserve way more love. Marcus Davenport has been an absolute beast. He is out for this game, but they were able to find pass rush to replace him last week against the Rams. The secondary needs to improve, obviously, but Eli Apple looks like he's gaining more and more of a playbook every week. And the offense goes for it on fourth down, like, all the time. It's crazy, and Drew Brees is probably playing the best football of his career right now. 18 touchdowns, no interceptions thus far this year, and I think that keeps going here. Again, it's a Bengals team that is 5-3, but is a little bit hapless. They've struggled over the past few weeks, and I don't view this team as a team that is really even a wild card team right now. I feel like the Steelers have eclipsed everyone in the division, and I think that the Bengals are really going to struggle in this game. I would expect against a pretty beat-up linebacking core, the Saints to run the ball a lot in this game. I think Mark Ingram's going to have his first big game back since the suspension, and I'm going to take the Saints to win in this one. Falcons-Browns. Let's put this out here. The Falcons are a very good team that just got better by adding to their defense, and I do believe that this team is a team that can chase the playoffs. I think that it's very possible that they make it to the NFC playoffs, and I think it's on the strength of their offense, which is Calvin Ridley has slowed down a little bit, but Julio Jones got going last week. You think about Mohamed Sanu and Calvin Ridley, and this team is coming off a bye, and I just feel like this is a game where the Browns could really be destroyed, to be honest with you, because if Greg Williams blitzes the way he has been, Tevin Coleman could tear this team apart. Ish Smith could tear this team apart with these short little screen passes, and the Falcons will take yards on you however they can get them. So I would expect the Falcons to handily win this game. Baker Mayfield goes up against bad defense this week as far as cornerbacks go. Trufant and Robert Alford have not played well early in the year. So it'll be interesting to see how Mayfield plays. I think this could be a high-scoring game on both ends. I don't think it'll be a shootout, though. Blowout win, and I'm going to take the Falcons. Patriots-Titans up next. The Titans got a good win on Monday Night Football, but I still don't buy this team as a legitimate contender in the AFC South. I still think that belongs to the Texans and the Colts, but it'll be interesting to see if they put up a fight against the Patriots. These two franchises are obviously very familiar with each other, with the Titans GM coming from the New England school and Mike Vrabel coming over from the New England Belichick system. I think that this game isn't going to be very close. Josh Gordon and Tom Brady are starting to click on the same page. I think this is the big Josh Gordon breakout game this week, and I believe that he and Tom Brady are going to torch Malcolm Butler, who played absolutely awful on Monday night. And I feel bad for him because he's kind of taken this fall from a guy who was the best corner for the Patriots for a while to this guy who is now one of the laughing stocks of the position in the NFL. And I feel bad for the guy, so I don't want to pile on Malcolm Butler too much. He hasn't looked good, obviously. I think that the Patriots win this one handily. I think Gronk's going to probably sit out this game again. And this Patriots team just looks like the same old Patriots. I am not worried about them at all. Jaguars, Colts. The Jaguars are falling apart, and I kind of need them to go away, but I am going to go and pick the Colts here. Andrew Luck, 23 touchdowns thus far this year. I think he's going to have a huge day. I think Marlon Mack, who has been awesome this year, 66 carries for 381 yards, 3 touchdowns in just 4 or 5 games back. I feel like the Colts are absolutely going to manhandle the Jacksonville Jaguars and propel themselves back to 4-5, but both these teams have got to win. I think the loser is the team that is now will be pushed out of kind of a playoff conversation. So yeah, obviously a crucial game for both these teams coming down the stretch of the season. Flying through these games here as we like to do. Chiefs, Cardinals. Cardinals look better on offense against the 49ers. Don't think that's going to hold up against the Chiefs, who are, I would say, the second best team in the AFC. Yes, I believe the Patriots are a better team. I won't trust the Steelers or the Chiefs until they beat the Patriots, because we've heard this story 1,000 times, but the Chiefs are this team that has so many weapons, and it's so hard to shut everyone down, and Spencer Ware is becoming more of a part of their offense, and the team is just, as a whole, unstoppable right now. So I'm going to take the Chiefs, obviously. Bills, Jets, another game I don't want to spend too much time on. The Bills, the Jets, I'm taking the Jets. I think Josh McCown plays in this game as a starter, and the Jets get the win against a hapless Bills team that'll probably be starting Nathan Peterman again, even though Josh Allen's progress is coming along. I don't think Josh Allen should play for the rest of the year, just because I don't think you want to injure the kid. And this Bills team isn't going anywhere. Build a team around him and then go after it next year and see what happens. The Redskins and the Buccaneers. The Redskins just got wiped out on their offensive line. I don't believe this is a good team anymore a week after saying they were. It sucks, but the injuries have just taken this team completely out of it. They've basically lost their whole offensive line. I don't think they're going to fare well against the Bucs, who have played well on offense the last few weeks under Fitzpatrick. I think the Bucs win this one. I think it'll be close. I just don't think that Alex Smith can survive behind this line, and I don't think they can get the running game going without a great offensive line. So I believe that the Buccaneers in an upset take this game, just because I think that their offense right now is better than Washington's, even though Washington's defense is good. Defense can only last you so long in this new kind of offense-driven league, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes, but I think the Buccaneers are the team to take in this one. Chargers, Raiders. I mean, gotta take the Chargers. They are by far the better team right now, and as much as the Raiders may want to convince their fans, they have completely punted on their season. I don't think the Raiders win another game. I think they're 1-15 bound. Maybe if they win another game, it's against the Broncos. But the Chargers are just—they're really good right now, and they're really good at beating up bad teams. And the Raiders are a bad team, and the Chargers are going to be down on them. It's just the way it's going to go. And I think Melvin Gordon, Phillip Rivers, going to have a great day. Packers, Dolphins. I don't know what to think of the Packers. Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked great. I mean, the Dolphins are a weird 5-4 team. They are definitely not what their record says they are. They are clearly not a team that's going to make the playoffs, the Dolphins. I feel like Aaron Rodgers hasn't played as well as maybe people make him out to be playing. I didn't see a guy I would call a top five quarterback last week. I saw a guy that I call a bottom 10, and not in the league, but of course, but in the bottom of the top 10, I'd have him somewhere around 7 or 8. But they should be doing better than they are. They have too much talent on that team to be struggling as much as they are, and I think that's a coaching problem. And I honestly think that maybe the blessing in disguise for Aaron Rodgers is that Mike McCarthy gets fired after this season, and suddenly you're the most attractive coaching job in the entire league, and someone can come in and really show us Aaron Rodgers unleashed in a way that maybe he hasn't been before. But the Packers are, I am not ready to say they're done yet, because Aaron Rodgers has done this too many times, but I am pretty close to being out on this team. I just don't know. I don't know what kind of faith to have in them, because I feel like they haven't given me anything to believe in. They haven't shown me anything outside of maybe their secondary play that I can really point to and say this is a playoff caliber team. So I think the Packers win this game, but I'm a little bit hesitant on the Packers this year. I don't know if they are this great team of old. And saying that, I know that this take will probably be exposed quite quickly, but maybe Aaron Rodgers has lost a step a little bit. And I'm interested to see what happens down the stretch with the Packers, and I wonder how much more of this Mike McCarthy can weather before people start pointing fingers at him, and that's already sort of happening, and I wonder if he loses his job this year. Moving on to our next game, the Rams and the Seahawks, and boy, I think this is going to be a really close one. It was close when it was in Seattle. The Rams coming off a loss, I heard earlier today, 4-0. That's really good. I really like what the Seahawks are doing right now with their play, though. I feel like they're on the right track, even after losing a game to San Diego last week. This is a must-win for them to really remain in the wildcard race in the NFC, especially if the Falcons start heating up. I believe that the Seahawks can stay competitive in this game, and honestly, I'm going to take the Seahawks here. I know that's not a popular pick, and I know that I might be proven entirely wrong on it, but I think the Seahawks are the team to take down the Rams again this week, and then the Rams will buck right back up and take a nice win next week against Kansas City. But I feel like the Rams are in kind of a mini slump right now, and I feel like all good teams go through these, but I just feel like the Seahawks, especially because of how close they kept it last time, I feel like the Seahawks are a team that I trust to beat the Rams, and I'm gonna take to beat the Rams. 6:20 Mountain Time, 8:20 Sunday Night Football, Eastern Time. Sunday Night Football is just, again, a pile of trash with the Dallas Cowboys, who are a joke of an organization at the moment, which is sad for Cowboys fans, great for the rest of America, because the Cowboys have become this punchline. And I just feel like this is where we see the true demise in fashion, because I feel like the Eagles are going to put it together, and this is a week. They are going to torch a good Cowboys defense, and they are going to shut down a bad Cowboys offense, and I think the Eagles just run away with this game. I think the Cowboys are wasting Ezekiel Elliott's talent currently. I feel like they need to fire Jason Garrett. They're not going to. I feel so bad for Zeke, mainly, because he is being so wasted on this team that is so clearly awful. And he's having a good season, too. 680 yards on 149 carries doesn't look like a lot, but he's providing offense for them. And I just feel bad for him, because he's trapped on this team that is going nowhere. That offensive line was their downfall when it didn't work out for them. So, feel bad for the Cowboys. I don't feel bad for Cowboys fans, but I feel bad for the Cowboys, and I especially feel bad for Ezekiel Elliott, because, pardon me, I believe he is one of the best players in the NFL right now, and he's being summarily wasted on a bad team. I would say that Monday Night Football is even more of a snoozer. Giants, 49ers. We'll see if Nick Mullins can pull it off again. I hope so. He's a great story. Giants defense, we'll see how they look after trading away most of their D, kind of coming off their bye week here. So it'll be interesting to see how the Giants play, but I'm taking the Niners here, obviously, just because I can't take a hapless Giants team led by a washed Eli Manning right now. All right, so that'll do it. To the podcast listeners out there, a little bit of an announcement. I know that you guys like the shorter episodes. I do as well. I've been at school right now. I'm working on some stuff that is really time consuming, and I have some personal matters to attend to. So the podcast is going to go on a brief hiatus. Probably no show next week. But we should be back around week start of end of week 11. We should be back. It's just, I'm dealing with some stuff right now outside of the podcasting world that I need to focus on fully. And I kind of have to take a hiatus from this for a second, but please stay tuned to other great indie football podcasts. Shout out to Jonders. Go check out at Jonders FPT. Go check out his show. It's awesome. Go check out the Grand Slam podcast. They're awesome. They do a great job. Ian Kusick, our good friend, has a new podcast. I've been trying to get him on here for a while to plug it. But the I'm Walking Here podcast, go out, go find it, go get it. It's an amazing podcast, and it's lengthy, but you can break it up quite a bit. Since I know the listeners here really like the brevity stuff. So, I will be back in a week or two. Follow at EndZonePod on Twitter for more updates on that. And we will be back in 2 weeks. Again, sorry guys about this. I just got some stuff I got to deal with. We will be back in week 12. Ready for the stretch run of the NFL season. We'll talk about power rankings, and I'll get my quarterback rankings back on track. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you in a week or two. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want to shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.